Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I sense a little bit of spring in the air, right? Today was a nice day. You know, in my garage on Long Island, when the urchins were little, I have all these sleds and ice skates, and all of this stuff. They're obsolete. It doesn't snow. So you got sleds and, you know, there isn't one day this year that the pond near my house where I used to play ice hockey for 2 months is going to freeze. Not one day. So you got to go to the indoor rinks, the artificial ice. And boy, I had so much fun doing that. But global warming's real. We all know that. It's just a matter of who is causing it and what to do to mitigate it, when I don't think there is anything you can do to mitigate it, but I want a cleaner planet. Okay. I really am upset about this police attack by the, there was as many as a dozen of these migrants in Times Square. Five of them have been arrested, but they were let out. One of them is held. So I think six were arrested, one held, five out. Something like that. I have the exact stats in the body of the No Spin News coming up, which is Common Sense. That's the program you're listening to. It's a simulcast of our No Spin News. But anyway, so Alvin Bragg lets them out, as I will explain, on no bail. He didn't have to do that, because it didn't come under New York state law. It came under federal law. These are migrants allowed in to pursue asylum by the Biden administration. Once you are arrested, that asylum claim goes up in flames. Okay, you can't be arrested and still claim you want asylum. You'll get rejected. So all Bragg had to do was turn the guys who attacked the police officers, all Venezuelans, I understand, over to ICE, to the feds. Let the feds detain them. You didn't need any bail nonsense. Just give them to the feds. Okay? No. Bragg wouldn't do it. But he's horrified. You know, oh, I'm playing a soundbite. I'm going to play a soundbite coming up. Oh, I'm horrified. Okay, so we all know what the game is with Alvin Bragg. He's not a law enforcement officer. He's a progressive ideologue. That's why he's there, to advance progressive causes. And the progressive philosophy is the criminal is not at fault. Okay, it's a system, whatever it may be. Okay. Now, the governor of the state, Kathy Hochul, has the right in Section 34 of the New York State Code to fire Bragg for this. You can fire him because it's so irresponsible, such a dereliction of duty by the Manhattan District Attorney. Hochul could fire him. She has the power to do that. No, not going to do it. No, but she's looking into it, not the firing of Bragg. She's looking into the whole case. So how long do you think that's going to take? Probably another 3 years, right? So this is why nothing gets done. Positive change does not occur, because the leadership in New York state and city. I'm generalizing now. There are counties like Nassau, where I live, which are irresponsible. Nassau County is responsible. So is Suffolk County. And I'm familiar with both of them because I'm here. But the leadership in Albany is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So when you have that, you can't expect anything good to happen or any improvements to be made. They're not going to be made. They're not. That's what the border bill is all about. Give Biden cover, not improve the situation. If you read the bill, it doesn't improve it. There are a couple of good things in it, but not many. It still allows far too many migrants to wander around the United States unsupervised. And we'll get into that as well. But the people voted for Kathy Hochul over Lee Zeldin in New York, and this is what we have. Votes matter.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.